Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome back. Thanks for tuning in with us tonight on the Air Empowered Communications with Dr. Pat Allen. We have two very special guests, and one is a surprise, which you might have seen on Facebook, but maybe you didn't, so you're going to get to hear about it. We would like to first thank the One Institute, our sponsor. We're very proud that One Institute sponsors our show so we can be here with you every Friday at 7 p.m. So, who do we have in our audience tonight, Dr. Allen?
We have a wonderful former student of me for the last how many years?
A hundred years, at least.
Right. Patty Stanger, the marvelous hostess of Matchmaker.
Millionaire Matchmaker. Same thing, doesn't matter.
That's good. And I want to thank her right now for letting me demonstrate some of my stuff on your show. And it's a real pleasure to have you here.
Oh, you make me cry. You know, you are my guru and my mentor. And, you know, I used to go to Pat, read her book, get consultations when I lived in New York. That's how long ago. And then I moved to Miami, then I moved to L.A., and finally when I got to L.A., I got to meet her. So yeah. this is like heartwarming, and I want to thank you for always coming on the show, coming on my podcast. You've really been a treasure, really.
Same to you.
And we have Tara. So we're going to talk to you, both Patty and Tara, tonight about what they do, but they have questions for Dr. Allen. But I want to start talking to you, Tara. You are a psychic. You are an author.
Yes.
And you are a hypnotherapist. So one of the questions I have for you, because Dr. Allen is all about communication, and I work with her on communicating. Patty, and you communicate. You communicate somehow, some way, and you get psychic readings. So can you tell us how you communicate, how that works for you?
Well, I had two near-death experiences when I was young. One when I was a baby. I had 7.5-hour surgery, and they had given up on me living. And I guess it was kind of, you know, like one of those lovely miracles for my parents. And then when I was 8 years old, I had another near-death experience. And so I always can feel people's feelings when I was young. And that preceded me into moving toward the psychic field. I was just naturally good at it. And even though I wanted to really go into being a veterinarian, I decided that, you know, psychic ability was really my number one a gift in life. And when I was young, I thought it was a curse, not necessarily a gift.
Right.
But as I've gotten older, I know that it's been a great gift for many, many people.
Yes.
So how I see and how I communicate is that I have a spirit guide who helped me come back to Earth. That second time, I remember her very well telling me that we had to work. We had work to do, and so I had to go back because I had the light, you know, where I saw the light. And she said, no. And so we communicate really well. And so what happens is I see when someone else has a problem, I can ask not necessarily her to see your problem, but your spirit guide comes in and sees the problem.
That is very, very interesting.
Because, you know, they know what's happening with you. They guide you and guard you every day of your life. But we don't necessarily, we can't talk to them. They're far away.
I understand that. One of the things that's interesting to me is that how do you drown it out? Do you ever drown it out? Do you just say, I can't do this right now?
She protects me a lot. Yeah, because I get so many people. You know, it's like being in a grocery store where there's just a bunch of strangers. It's the same thing when I'm on the other side. You know, a lot of people. But instead, they want to all talk to me, and so I have to, quiet them down.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So she quiets them down. Like, I don't necessarily usually have to.
That's very, very interesting. Now, what is your experience, Patty, with this?
So when I go to Dr. Pat, there's a scientific system based on biology and science and the alchemy of love. We're learning about attraction. We're learning the Harvard studies. We want to know why people are attracted to each other.
Right.
So that's my Dr. Pat experience, where I never take the science out of this. The estrogen rules the bus. You know, the testosterone, you got to know where you are on the spectrum, I'd say. The alchemy spectrum.
Yeah.
When I go to Tara, it's more like, what are my blocks? So I'm taking the science on a regular basis, but then I'm saying to myself, I need a little therapy. I'm not a big fan of the traditional therapy, transactional, which Dr. Pat is great because you make agreements and you sign paperwork and nobody can back out of the agreement.
Right.
But when it comes to the spiritual side of my life, I'm not religious. I believe, there's one higher power and that sometimes there's some blockages. I do believe in reincarnation.
Mm-hmm.
I do believe that past lives kind of dictate the times and that you might have a block. Like, I'm adopted, so I have a strong abandonment issue where my dad wasn't around, which made me the alpha in the relationships because of what happened, because I'm alpha at work. And so I sometimes say, okay, well, do I change my personality? How do I work with this? So Abenda, her spirit guide, comes in, talks to mine, and when men come show up or relationship stuff comes up, she kind of like guides you, yes, no, yes. So today, for instance, I had a business meeting with someone I have a crush on, which we'll get into, and I work with him.
Right.
To get out of the business box where there's this mutual chemistry attraction and the sexual thing in the room, but we've never crossed the street. It's like the elephant in the room. We both were in relationships at the same time. We both got out of relationships at the same time. Then his girlfriend came back, and then I stayed out of the relationship because I'm one of those that I learn fast. If it's toxic, I get out. So I went to Abenda, and I said, Abenda, should I just give this guy up? And she's like, no, today you're going to meet with him. His attitude's going to change. It's going to shift. He's going to do something personal that you wouldn't expect. And he introduced me to his nephew. So it was kind of like, oh, wait. If you're in a business relationship, you don't bring your nephew into the situation.
You don't.
You know, he brings his daughter in sometimes.
Well, he took her off the premises of the meeting to meet the
nephew. Right. You want to go get a drink? I'm waiting for my nephew. Come on, I want to meet you. Let me drive you in the car. So it was like little personal things that were going on. She said to me, he'll start getting more personal in August. He went away on vacation and he started sending me pictures of his vacation with his daughter, and he put his daughter in the phone. Little things that you know.
Right.
And, you know, he did kind of lie to me in the beginning and didn't tell me he had a girlfriend, and I was like, okay, I'm working with you for a year and a half, never met her, you've met my boyfriend, like, what's the story? So, you know, when you're getting out with something, you don't want the other person to know because it stirs up the negativity. So when I go to Abenda, how do I work with this person? How do I blend the energy so I don't waste time? I hate wasting time. I'm a Gemini. We don't like wasting time.
No.
And so it would be like, before I got into the relationship, I would go to like Tara and say, okay, what are we doing here? She'd kind of give me a system. And then once I had the system in place to break it, I go to Dr. Pat and I'd say, Dr. Pat, which one of he is in the three cases? Which type of, is he 0 to 10? Is he a covenant? What is he? And how, if I want a covenant, do I get him into a covenant from business? Which I have found it is the toughest place to get a man out into a relationship, yet you spend more time with them. It's the weirdest thing. You spend more time. It's like you're the work wife, but you don't get the fringe benefits of romance.
Yeah, and that is not what we're looking for.
No, we want it. Look, you're spending more time at work because the economy has crashed. So people are working 2-3 jobs. It's very likely you're going to meet your future husband or wife there. It's common sense.
It is.
The more time you spend at a place, the more you meet them. But then how do you, there's the first rule is, will I lose my job if it goes wrong, right? Because in my case, we work together in entertainment. It could blow us up.
It could.
In the other places, it's like, is there a policy in the business that says you can't date? Some people have those policies, sexual harassment.
Mm-hmm.
And the third thing is, oh my God, if it breaks up and I have to see you every day. Like, I once dated somebody in my apartment building and we broke up and I was like, oh my God, every time I go to get the mail, he's there. Can he get the mail in the morning? Will I get the mail at night? Like, why do we always have to run into each other?
Right.
So, you know, it was energy, you know? And so you don't know how to always work with people, and Abenda really guides you, and they predict, which is unusual. Very few people can predict and size up time and alignment. I've been to Judy Orloff, which I know you've shared.
Mm-hmm.
She was more of a diagnostic technician on the health side, and she couldn't help me with the energy on the emotional side.
Right.
And so emotional problems are really what we're trying to fix, because sometimes you feel like when you're a woman in my age, you're waiting. You're waiting. You're waiting for
you're
these
poised,
idiot men
to
wake up and see the commodity in the room.
Right.
They're slower. They're kind of dumber. What do you used to say? The good whales are not laying on the beach. They're in the ocean. You got to go out and get them in the ocean. You know, she used to say that all the time. I'd be like, so true.
Men are built simple. We're built complex.
Exactly. And so there, you got to, like, push them psychologically, you know, forward or subliminally forward so they don't know that, you know, you're doing it and that they think it's their idea.
Exactly. So tell me, when you meet somebody, do you have an impulse and you're like, I know something they should know, or...
Yeah, no, I can always read everyone.
Or do you do you have to actually say to your spirit guide?
No, I mean, my spirit guide is right there. I mean, you know, it's like having a my own personal counsel. You know, I can just ask them, you know, like a personal assistant almost. Like, oh, you know, I need some information. Get it on this person.
Okay, yeah. That's awesome. So... Yeah. What information would you have maybe about me?
About you?
Yeah.
Well, I know
since I'm kind of an unknown. Everybody knows a lot about Dr.
Yeah,
Pat.
Yeah, so like she can't,
you know, I don't,
can't look her up.
Right. I actually don't know anything about Dr. Pat very much.
And she said other in the car she didn't know. Because I said, when you meet Dr. Pat, you're going to love her. You're going to adore her. She says, I don't know anything about her. I'm, you know, your daughter came in, booked this at my podcast, and she's like, what's she about? And she really didn't know her philosophy or read her book.
Oh, right. Pat's daughter.
No, because I've been married. I was married for so many years that, see, I didn't need relationship tutoring like I do now. Yeah. Yeah. So
what? Do you read it?
No, yeah. So anyway, so for you, I mean, you know, I know a little bit about you from the standpoint, you know, I know that, like, health-wise, you've been afraid. You have a lot on your plate. You actually are needing to rest. And this is why you have some of these problems right now, is because you're actually supposed to slow down, not go faster.
Okay.
And you've been going too fast. And it's not really fast with your body. It's too fast in your mind.
Mind, okay.
Yeah. And so... You know, upcoming, you're going to have really a great time. You know, you were saying that you don't want a man in your life, but I saw a man coming into your life. I do. But who's really congenial with you.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think this is going to be maybe next year. Like, I think that what you've been doing is you're jumping to conclusions too fast about people, places, and things.
Okay.
So it's just to slow down and really appreciate your life.
Okay. Okay. That's
and
very interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, for now. But now this man that's coming into your life, he is someone who loves to do exactly what you like to do. Almost to the T.
Really?
Just maybe not the girly shows as much. But, you know, so you like some kind of really romantic girl stuff that he's not into. And then do you watch a lot of horror movies and stuff?
I do.
Okay, yeah, because I was getting like, he really loves all that.
My favorite show is Supernatural.
Yeah.
I am an addict. I will admit
those boys are cute, huh?
And they are, but you know what it is that, ironically enough, the guy that plays the King of Hell, Crowley, I think he is sexy as all get out.
Well, the bad boys are always sexy.
The boys are beautiful, but there's just something about him that's so...
Manly?
Manly.
Rugged.
He's just, like, so manly. And it's like, you know... And like I said...
And he's a demon.
You know... Jared, he's the king of California.
He's a demon, so...
Right.
Need I say more?
Now, yours is going to be more like a... He may be a chef or a cook. He's someone who enjoys, like, indoor things and likes the finer quality of food. Whereas, I mean, he's going to help you a lot. And I think that you need the help.
Oh, okay. Well, that's really
so I think that you need to open yourself upcoming to expect that you need more help and that you're willing to meet when this person flirts with you, that you just don't say go away, because you might.
Right. Okay. I will keep that in mind.
Yeah, because you won't think they're serious.
Oh, well, okay. I can see that in me too. So I definitely see what you're saying. And you're right. Right now I'm going very fast in my mind because I got a lot. And like you said, I have a lot on my plate and it's...
Yeah, you have a lot on your plate.
I do.
Now, I mean, I'm really feeling like very overwhelming. And I hope that your girls are helping you. I would, you know, I'll put it out here now that they need to help you a little more.
Yes, it's funny that you said that. They've all been, it's funny because everybody in my orbit has been doing things that I didn't expect them to do as far as stepping up to the plate. My 33-year-old has come home. She started college, ironically, culinary school.
Yeah, good.
Yes, does she like to bake pies?
Yes, she does.
She's going to go into the pie business. I see pies with cellophane and really pretty pies, and they're unusual, and she comes up with some usual name.
Nice.
Oh, that's very cool.
Yeah, because I saw that.
She just started back yesterday, as a matter of fact, to college.
Okay, good.
My 28-year-old, who has been really in a dark place, has crawled out of it. She is doing addiction studies. She is going to be an addictions counselor.
Oh, how wonderful. We need that. More of those people.
My 18-year-old also just started college.
Now, see, you should be letting us say what they're doing, though.
Tell me I'm doing.
Yeah, and what you're doing with them. Now they all, you're the matriarch of this family. I mean, you run the show, and that's why I said that they need to help you a little bit more at this time. But they love you so much. Oh, my God. You make them laugh, and, you know, and they've made their mistakes, but they love to talk to you about them and assess them. And this is where you have not wanted to let a man get in your way anymore between them and you.
Yes.
Because that really just was... I mean, there was way too much yelling or just unrest in their last relationship.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Yes.
So yes. This is where you're going to come back into. Someone's going to actually like them. Now, see, it's funny that you're saying that. So it's maybe through the second daughter that you might meet this man, because there is some kind of an easy meeting somewhere.
That's very, 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 very interesting. And I'm so glad that you shared that with me, because... Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, I was just speaking with my doctor today, and he was saying, how's school going? And I said, you know, I'm working on my degree in sociology. Everything's good. He's like, something's bothering you. And I was like, yeah, it is. I have to move my surgery. And he says, tell me why. And I said, well, I have to move. Mm-hmm. And all of this is going on. He looked at me and he said, it's okay. We're going to move your surgery and everything's going to be fine. I want you to be
nice,
relaxed. I don't want you to be
slow down.
You know, I always meditated, but I took transcendental meditation about 3-4 months ago, and it's changed my life. You should start doing that. It's not so much, the mantra does work. It is saying the mantra over and over, makes you feel good, and it's kind of a different buzz than just regular mindfulness or regular meditation. But there's something about doing the 20 minutes in the morning and the 20 minutes in the afternoon, which it's hard to get the second one in. You might do it at night. That centers you and gives you clarity, and sometimes you're going to say, no, I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Sorry. I learn now to say to my staff, figure it out. My line is, figure it out.
Yeah,
I'm not here to do your job and then pay you. Okay?
Right.
So that's what they want my staff to do. They're like my children, okay? I said, figure it out. And you might have to do that with your kids. Figure it out.
Yeah.
You can't rescue them all the time, or they're never going to leave your house.
Now, well, that's funny, too, because...
They're going to be good, though.
My two olders... Well, I have a 12-year-old, too.
Mm-hmm.
But my two older
girls...
Boy,
you were busy, huh?
Yeah.
12, he must have had major super sperm, that guy.
12, 18, 28, and 33.
Mm-hmm.
So... My two older ones were gone, and I'll call it, in the world.
Yeah.
And now they are.
Yeah, they've come back to support mom. Mom needs support.
Right. And that's good. That's good. That's really good. I mean,
it's dazzling because I didn't see it coming.
You need to ask them, because they're used to you taking care of everything, and so they may not sometimes know what to do. So just ask.
Yeah.
And ask, you know, I mean, they'll do anything for you. So if you need errands, or you need them to sit with you and read when you're not feeling well, anything, you know, but they almost don't know what to do a little bit. Now, the 12-year-old is doing pretty well right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, very, very well.
Yeah.
Son?
Daughters.
Daughters. All four as daughters. Okay. But is she in sports?
I think you're reading... My granddaughter.
Oh, okay.
I'm reading my granddaughter.
Okay.
Who is a superstar
athlete.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, okay. And so I thought she was
the 12-year-old and my granddaughter are like this.
Okay.
They are almost one human. They are so incredibly close.
Isn't that nice?
And that's so nice. Yeah. But they're a little separated by distance right now. My granddaughter in one town and my daughter in another town. So but
no, they'll always be close.
They're always like this, mm-hmm. like this, you know. And yes. I let it go. Typically, I say, you know, put that down, but they need each other right now.
Right.
They're both in a place where they really need those calls.
Yeah, but they're going to do great. 18-year-old finding herself a little bit, but she's going to be fine in about Christmas time. It's a whole new start for her. She's a little tepidatious. Tell her to keep stepping forward and not allow herself to fall back into the shadows. Is she really shy? Mm, yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm feeling really strongly.
You nailed her.
Can we ask Dr. Pat questions?
Yes.
So it's time.
Okay, it's time for Dr. Pat.
Now I want to tell you, Tara,
yes,
that your reading of Kelly is so accurate.
Aww. Oh, thank you.
Because I'm an outside. I mean, I've known Kelly for a while.
Yeah.
But what you say about the people in her life and her is so accurate.
Oh, thank you.
So where can people reach you?
Oh, TaraSutphin.com, right?
Yeah, TaraSutphin.com. It's TaraSutphen.
And she started a new program, which I helped her create, which I'm really proud of. I'm her little manager, just like you're Dr. Pat's manager. It's called Psychic Therapy, and you can get it once or twice a week, just like you get regular therapy. And she combines the psychology with the actual psychic realm, so you're not wasting time. I hear people go to therapy all the time, and they're like, I'm wasting my time, all this money, because they're talking. You know, they're not Dr. Pat. You can go to Dr. Pat in one session, by the way, and she will figure out your man, even without him. I've gone without them, and she's like, this is what you got to do, and I won't go back for a while because she already gave me the clarity on it.
Right.
Very few people can do that. She's probably at the top of the spectrum on that. But with Tara, you know, you got money issues, you got health issues, you got all these different issues, and she's basically working with you on a weekly basis. You can get a package, you can Skype it, you can call it, just like we call Dr. Pat when we're in emergency state,
and you can also do it in person. Tara does moon mastery.
Tomorrow is the full moon in Pisces, mm-hmm. and if you're a Virgo, it's the opposition to you. So the Virgo Pisces people are going to feel a little nutty, buddy. You're Virgo. Wait, when's your birthday?
September 21st.
Okay. You're on the cusp. You're on the cusp of Libra and Virgo. So the moon is going to be at 6 degrees Pisces, and it's going to be in the morning, okay? And so full moon in Pisces is very emotional. It's the water. You might want to go out to the ocean or the lakes where you live. It's summertime, so it's a good time for you to do this.
And just really, a chalice with water.
And really just bless the universe. Ask for, you know, things that you want and give gratitude for it, because it's very, very powerful for intention right now. And she does, Tara does full moon, you know, meditations and summoning every single month. And she writes an article about it. And she was writing her article today on it. Right?
Yes.
Yes. Yep. I was looking at her blog and I noticed that she also does spells. And I know a lot of...
We're doing a spell tomorrow, a love spell.
Yes.
We're going to the beach and we're doing a love spell. I'm single now. And so it's like I need all the help I can get.
So you both have questions for Dr. Alan.
Yes.
Which one of you is going to go first?
Go ahead, Patty. Patty has so many questions.
Okay.
Tara and I, we've done an inventory of our love life because we're old. Yes. We're in our 50s. And we've done an inventory of our love life and we realize that we have been attracting a lot of narcissistic men.
Yes.
And sometimes the narcissist doesn't show up right in the beginning. It might show up like 3-4 months or a year down the road, or in some cases when during
the imperfect period.
Right.
First 3 months perfect, second 3 months imperfect.
So how do we know if someone is a narcissist? Because I realize it's not a good fit for me. It doesn't work well with who I am. I'm generally a giver and I could go broke with a narcissist.
Totally.
Right.
Okay, the first thing is it takes a year to know somebody. Do not sign any kind of document, no loan, no purchase, nothing for a year.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason for that is that sociopaths and narcissists, there's a wonderful book by Sandra Brown, Women Who Love Sociopaths, not Psychopaths, yeah. And I want you to understand, you can't know them. I mean, you might know them on a spiritual, psychic level, but not everybody's gifted in the area.
Mm. Yeah.
So you have to watch. The secret is the way they make and keep agreements, even from the one that says, I'll pick you up at 5.
Mm-hmm.
If they can't keep making...
Like a simple agreement, you're saying.
It could be so small.
Okay.
That you'll feel really mean when you judge it. Mm-hmm. But they will very, very, very accurately, narcissistically, start testing you for blindness.
Do you get that?
For deafness. So I want you to make a list, you know, keep us a log on broken agreements.
Ooh.
They said they would call, and they didn't.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. So passive aggressiveness kind of plays into that.
Now, passive aggressive, I'm going to give you a book on every one.
Okay, go.
Because
that's
my job.
Okay.
There is a wonderful book, small, by Scott Wetzler, and it's called Living with a Passive Aggressive Man. Now, here's the secret of passive aggressive men. They say yes, and they don't do it. So what you do is, for example, if you are with a passive-aggressive man, you can't ask them for any agreement. I want to go to the movies. Will you go with me? You can say, however, I'm going to the movies. If you want to go with me, I'll be at the car at 4 o'clock.
With no attachment.
No attachment.
No expectation.
No expectation.
You cannot. What you've got to do is to give them a frustrating...
I'm taking notes, by the way, everybody. I would get your notebook and your pens out because this is priceless and you can't buy this. Go.
The truth of the matter is, if you say, I want you to go to the movies with me, they'll say yes, but they won't go.
Mm.
But if you say, I'm going, and if you want to go with me, I will be at the door, at the car, at 5 o'clock.
So,
if you're there, fine. If you're not, fine. You can't imagine. It would be wonderful to have a security camera on them because they're frustrated.
Because you now screwed up their whole
mojo.
Yeah.
You busted it. So that's the secret.
But then do you really want a passive-aggressive man? I mean, I know they're cute and all that, but do you really
I've
want somebody that...
I've got news for you.
Yeah?
The Messiah is not here.
Oh, that's good.
Okay.
Well, that's rich. Okay, so the other question we have...
What is it?
Okay, so we have the passive-aggressive man. We have the narcissist. Okay. Our biggest problem we find is finding the man. Now, I know you're laughing at me because I'm the matchmaker, but I don't date my clients.
What you just said is the problem.
Yeah.
If you're finding the man, they've got to be the woman.
Okay, so if I'm not looking for a man right now, in other words, I want to be in a relationship, but I decide I'm going to sit still, because in all the years that I've been on the market, and I've gotten men, but they were poorer than me.
Where do you go to laugh? Do you play golf?
No.
Do you play tennis?
No.
Do you bowl?
No.
Do you play bridge?
No.
Do
what century are you in?
Yeah. I hate
to mention this.
Yeah.
But you're an alpha.
Right. Okay.
Your brain is so big and your heart is duplicating it.
Okay.
So that they completely fill you. You don't need a man. You're the man who loves you the best.
Okay.
But if you should want another creature...
Right, I would like another creature.
If you would like another
creature... With a penis.
Then you have to go where you left. Do you know where men like to go?
Where?
They like to go to laundromats and see women in scruffy clothes without their makeup because they know they're vulnerably feminine.
But with a ponytail.
But aren't they a man who...
We love to do laundry,
don't we? But the men that I know would have somebody do their laundry for them.
But the thing is this, is that the men that are doing laundry, they're not doing laundry. They're looking for vulnerable women.
They really... And I'm not saying we don't do, you know, I know you're not going to the laundry.
Right. Okay.
But I'll bet you 2-1 you're going to CVS to buy something.
Yes.
There we go.
I know for
Tara's
a fact
going to do laundry.
That you go to Home Depot.
Yes.
You've got to go to Home Depot.
Yes.
The cutest guy I ever met, I met in Home Depot.
Okay. Now, we've done the 5-second flirt. We do it all the time.
You don't even have to flirt.
Okay. But you know how you always tell us to smile
and hold five seconds with our five.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So we do that all the time. Okay. And we find that most men look and don't come over. And they don't have a ring on.
And you know why?
Why?
Because they feel your energy.
Okay.
Once you are what? Now, here's where you come in. Mm. Once you spiritually want, you exude that energy.
Hmm.
It's hard to mask that energy.
No,
do you know when some women get their men?
When?
When they're in the hospital for an appendicitis operation.
Oh, yeah, and they're helpless.
Oh, yeah.
Helpless female.
Women.
Okay, so let's
rescuers.
Let's talk about this. Wait.
Go hunting without your makeup.
I do that.
and go places where you're going to get something.
I do that.
That you need that.
I just don't see anyone. So the other thing is this.
But they see you.
We have not. We've been out lately, and you said to me, "We're the men." I said, "I don't know. They're not here."
Yeah, but we were in Whole Foods the other night, and they were all looking at Patty.
I didn't know who she was. I didn't notice.
But
was
and they were
I
really
didn't notice
cute.
Anyone looking at me.
Was,
by the way,
were you and Patty looking back at them?
I didn't notice them.
That's well, that's we were
probably
kind of
because I wasn't sexually attracted.
Because you were not hunting. You are so accustomed to hunting with your brain that you forget it's your heart magnetism.
No, I agree with you on that. So when we, with like, I used to go online and meet men and I'd get my guy.
Well, that's intellectual. That's fine. You are too well known. Your celebrity is a pain in the royal buns.
Totally.
And the truth of the matter is you should be in Europe a weekend
or a
week periodically.
Okay, which country?
Which country?
Scotland. Pick me one.
Wales.
England.
Well, England. I like that. We wanted to go to England, too.
Do you know?
Yeah.
We went to China this year.
Do you know that a man in England, if he's 35, is really 45?
Mentally, yes.
Because he has been raised to be a man.
Right, exactly.
Therefore, you can pick somebody that's young, but you need to beware when a man sees you as a woman, as a sexual object, your celebrity will be worth nothing. Thank God. Your brains will be worth less than nothing.
Right.
You will be seen as a sex object.
Yeah.
Do you see? And they will hit on you.
Okay, so I'm dating. That was Freudian.
That
was Freudian.
Do you know how many successful women I require to go to France, Germany?
Yeah, I don't like France. I don't like Germany, but I'll go to England.
Go to England.
Jews don't go to Germany.
They go there.
You
know why they go there?
I would go to Scotland.
Scotland.
Ireland. I would go to those. I like Australia.
Australia.
I love Australia.
I'm big in Australia.
They're my favorite.
How about Wales?
Okay, I'll take any UK country you got.
The point is, go there without your brains and just do pleasant things that allow you to smile.
Okay.
Because that's what a real man is looking for.
Okay.
Oh, you know what it reminds me of? The movie with Under the Tuscan Sun.
Oh, I like that movie.
Oh, yeah, that's a beautiful movie.
Which one is it?
Under the Tuscan Sun. It takes place.
Yeah, Diane Lane.
She's brilliant in it because she's so understated, and she goes and she just goes to be.
She wanted to buy a house, in Tuscany. Her dream was to set up a house in Tuscany, and the house is falling apart, and all these things start happening.
There's another movie out. What is it? The Medding. Far From Medding. Where
What's
she's
it
picking.
Wait, say it. What it is?
Oh, it's.
Who's in it?
I don't know.
Okay, we'll find out.
It's a movie, Medding, M-E-D-D-I-N-G. She's picking a husband. She's got a real man, she's got a super dad, and she's got a Peter Pan. And she does great dialogue. It's a period piece in England.
Okay.
Another
Medding.
Movie you've got to see
I'm ready.
Is Dangerous Beauty.
I love that movie.
Don't you
adore
that movie?
I love that movie.
Far from the Medding crowd.
Okay, far,
from,
far the, from
Medding
far
crowd.
From the Medding crowd. Okay, now, here's the thing. So I like someone, and it took me by surprise. You're going to love this
Have
story.
Have I met him?
No. No, yes.
Yes, I have.
Okay,
I know him. You know how I know
Don't say it because you...
Because
I
knew.
I just realized you know him.
Tara?
Yes.
Yes, you know.
I felt the energy.
Yes.
Okay. I felt it. You know him.
Yes.
I know who he is.
Okay,
oh, yeah.
So anyway...
Thank God.
I got to tell the story. Yes. So this is a cute story, and maybe other people identify with it. So, when I was working with this person, I never looked at them like he was an object of my attention. I was in a relationship. The relationship was winding down. I dated someone who financially wasn't at my level and actually was poor as a church mouse. I took care of him for 2.5 years, and I did internal work.
He was your Klingon of the day.
He was my child. He was my 16-year-old living in the basement son without the
pop.
He
was our toy boyfriend.
Right. He wasn't even a toy boy because he was a narcissist. He was all about him. So anyway, he was my dad. 100%. My dad was an alcoholic. My dad was a narcissist. It was one day the bell went off. So when the bell went off, I took an inventory of all the men I dated that were serious. And I said, what's the common denominator that keeps showing up? When I was 11 years old, my father was drunk. Pat, you'll love this. Was totally drunk. He points his finger at me while my mother's out of the house and says, you made me lose all my money. out of the blue.
Oh, my God.
And I downloaded that in my computer, and I took the wounded little birds home ever since. So the bell goes off. I'm in this relationship, and I'm like, oh, my God, I don't have to be this. I don't have to do this anymore. I don't know anyone. And it ended. While this was going on, this person I work with, his relationship was ending too, and we were starting to get closer and closer and closer. She smelled me, shark to the chum. She came back. And then, of course, it broke up again. And we had a little, like, he came to my birthday party, and we had little things, and he did really nice things. He's in the program, though. And anyway, I can't seem, we know there's this sexual attraction in the room. Everyone has seen it. We go to meetings, people think we're dating. But I don't seem to be able to get it out of the work box. It's like, it's just stay still. He's slow. He's a Taurus. He's very slow. God forbid he's listening to this. I'll die. Okay. You don't listen to Ellen
it's
talk.
Okay.
Right?
Only the whole, yeah, all of lessons.
The whole story.
Hi, guys. How much do you ask him to help you in your private life?
I did help him recently, and he didn't
help.
Yeah, I asked him recently.
For what?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and he didn't help. He said he would, but then he didn't. He tell him, Tara.
Well, I mean, he failed a bit, but it wasn't because I really needed it at the 11th hour. I mean,
I needed him to give advice to someone that he's an expert on. And he said he would call, and he didn't. He played the passive aggressive.
He may have a script that's destroying him.
Yeah.
Yes.
So
yes,
did you go back to him and say to him, remember my tools?
Yes, two
did you go back and say,
he's very nice.
I have something to share with you that might be painful. Would it be convenient for you to hear me so that we get along?
I always ask him, is this a good time? I always ask him, you know, permission.
But the painful.
Yeah. The painful.
You had every right not to keep your agreement. Remember what I told you?
Yeah, you have every
right. The way to tell a man is whether he's a good guy is every time he doesn't keep agreement, mark it down. You and he may be so pathologically compatible that you're on Earth in order to work through the lessons of your wounded child. Yes, but
he's been abandoned too. Exactly the same thing.
You can't. What you've got to do is keep him on duty for doing things for you or the people you love.
On duty.
And go back to him and confront him about not keeping his agreements. Until he feels the pain of the truth.
Feels the pain of the truth. Wow, this is precious. This is precious. I mean, this is priceless stuff. You can't get this anywhere else. Feels the pain of the truth. Okay, Tara, go. What question do you have?
Well, I love narcissists. You know, that's what I've always been married to.
Hey, do you know there's a book?
Yeah.
Psychopaths Teach Us?
Oh, yeah.
Boy,
hard lessons.
Durfee,
I'm writing it down.
D-U-F-F-Y.
Okay.
I think.
All right.
Anyway,
I'll look for it.
Mm-hmm. It's good.
Yeah.
If you have your thing, what psychopaths? Your computer.
Yeah.
Just what psychopaths teach us. Okay, so what's the question? You want to know how to break the narcissist?
Oh, well, yeah. Well, yeah. Well, basically, I mean, I've been single for 11 years. We split up, but we got in a terrible divorce. It just went completely and utterly south.
He raped her financially.
Yeah, a couple years ago.
Illegally. You know how you always say it's unethical,
it
legal, or moral?
Yeah,
illegally.
He's a psychopath. He's completely
And he got just got busted for it.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Finally. Oh, yeah, yeah. The judge is totally.
So you've been off the line for 11 years?
11 years.
So you don't want anybody?
Well, I
just
do.
Just a boy toy on the side.
Yeah.
What?
Filler. Boy toy on the side.
I have a filler.
Boy toy. She's a boy toy on the side.
Okay, so you have a lover.
Mm-hmm. Right, correct.
So your physical needs are met.
Correct.
Yeah. What else do you need?
Yeah, see? And I have good dogs. I do. I have, like, my horses, my dogs.
The problem with him is that I think she could do better. With the guy that she's got, I think she could do better.
He's congenial. He's nice.
He's
we never fight.
Boy.
He's not financially there, so it's kind of...
just need to do my own
toy
thing,
boys
right?
Never have money.
Really?
Ask
do
Madonna,
you think,
ask J-Lo.
Do you think he should help her more, like, with things that she needs, like, even if it's just fix something or anything like that?
Is he a good lay or not?
Yeah.
Really good.
The best.
Scratch.
Okay. All right. Fine.
That's as far as you have to go.
But should she waste away her good days while her beauty? You know, I always say don't waste the pretty.
Wait a minute. If you're being touched Ashley Montague, third edition. If you're being touched, I give a book for...
Every such a little Jew, you know what it reminds me of? You're such a little nerd that I love you to death because you always get the nerdy little thing.
Oh, she
it's
does.
Like she's footnote
and
Pat.
By the way,
footnote Pat is what I'm going to call her.
What psychopaths teach us? Kevin Dutton.
I wrote it down.
Okay.
Go on.
And what does it say? Saints and psychopaths.
That's right.
Okay, go on.
The truth of the matter is, you're having fun with your brain. Yes. You like psychopaths, you like narcissists,
right.
Because they do have brains and heart.
Yes.
They're just evil people or sick people.
They are.
Do you see?
My dad was.
But between your animals
and
between that and your simple toy boy and between that and you're enjoying your brain and your ESP psychic nature.
Oh, and I have an amazing, beautiful life. I do. I mean, I have best friends like Patty.
That's what I'm saying.
Right now, she's working on a career.
What?
Right now,
I like her career.
Okay, so she was the brains behind this business that her husband and her created. Her husband was the biggest pioneer of past life regression before Brian Weiss owned a little store here called the Malibu Shaman. Her stepson runs it, and they were the pioneers. They wrote tapes and books, and you know, you and I were born to be together.
You're
and
this mad was this at was the him because he did her dirt.
Well, it's beyond that. He seduced and reduced her, and when she would write, she wrote all the books. He would take credit for it. So she ran the corporation. He was always sticking his little thing in the wrong woman, and eventually they decide to break up, and he finds this groupie woman who, you know, followed him around the world, and she takes his last name and marries him in the divorce, and then puts, because he's
way
older, he's senile, he's
divorced.
In his 80s, and takes all the money and puts it in her name in the corporation. He's senile, he's like 88.
I understand that.
And
he's
so,
a bad guy,
and steals all the children's trust fund
money
for education.
Yeah, she knows. She just already knows. You don't need to tell the story.
What I'm saying to you, is there anything in your life you don't want? Either one of you.
Yeah, what I don't want is to be alone.
You want?
I don't
want
to be alone.
Okay, but do you understand what I'm saying
to you? I've got to like, I'm beta. See, the thing about me is I'm beta at the home because the boyfriends never want to leave. Like, I'm total beta. I cook, I clean, I'm just sweet. I'm very gentle. I don't talk a lot when I go on a date. I'm very quiet.
You.
I'm completely different. Like, what you hear on the radio is not me on a date. So I think I confuse people, like, because I'm
you
alpha
do.
Work.
I'm telling you,
I confuse
you
them. And I'm learning I confuse them now. That's what I got today. I confuse them.
You really
and
do.
And I don't know how to... But the alpha makes me the money because I'm all by myself. I don't have
a man
taking care of
me. What you're doing is you're saying... This is what you're saying to the world. I've got money. Do you have money?
Correct.
That's too competitive.
So what should I say?
You should be where you're laughing and smiling and not dolled up and not brilliant. And just
so not be perfect. Just be me.
Do your fake beta. Mm-hmm. I teach fake beta.
Right, I know.
Fake it until you make it?
Yeah. It's just, I think it's hard when you work with someone how to get out of that place.
It is very hard to dumb down when you work with somebody.
Yeah, because you got to go into a meeting and you got to, like, kill it. And then you're like, okay, now what?
Then you got to step outside and be like,
yeah. And then they're looking at you like, what, are you crazy?
Right.
Like, because he's,
whoa,
you
you've
know.
Got to, like,
right.
It's
no,
like, civil,
that's
civil,
why
civil.
I'm saying you've got to go to him and ask him for help for you or for somebody or whatever.
I tried that.
You have got to be the fake beta to his generous manhood. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, because you know, he has such fun taking care of you when you're working.
When I'm working, he takes care of me.
But let him do that, though.
No, he does do that.
Yeah.
But then
do
when you're not together,
working.
You're not together. Only when we're working.
But
something
it may be progressing.
To come to your place or to fix your head or do
something. Well, recently he asked me to do something with his daughter, and we were super excited. And then the daughter had to run out of time at a funeral. And I was just like, oh, great, here we go again. Like, we just got to the edge. We're just about to close over to Personalville. And then they pulled me back out.
So
you know what I mean? It was like
that was simply one failure.
So I'm letting it go and, like, waiting for the next opportunity.
If you have to get a car, ask him to go. If you have to evaluate a piece of property, ask him to help you.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to get him in service to your beta.
So service to the beta. You know, my ex-boyfriend, I tried to do that, and he was a non-helper bee. You know, something that he did terrible, his daughter's like 5'4", and we're on a plane, and the luggage needs to be put above. And you know how some of the stewards don't do any anymore because of the workers' comp. And I look at him, and his daughter's like, can you help me? And he goes, you figure it out. And this was my relationship. I had to do everything. If I asked him for help, he was irritated that I asked for help.
But he was a woman.
Well, now I know that. But he doesn't look like one, so it's so confusing.
I got news for you. Mm-hmm. You don't look like a man either.
That's true.
Get out of your man when you want to hunt, and you better hunt where you are not hunting. If you're deliberately hunting, you'll be in your head.
We weren't hunting at Whole Foods. We went to get the stuff.
And that's why you weren't hunting.
I didn't notice it.
Tara said...
Did they really look at me? Seriously?
Yeah.
I didn't believe it. We saw the guy from Wings.
What you
he was
don't
so
realize,
hot. You know, the guy from Wings, the younger brother.
Yeah.
We saw him, we were like, oh my God, he's hot. You know?
If you're not hunting, you don't pay attention.
No.
All right.
So how do you hunt and pay attention?
You realize that you spot the guy, and then you go near the guy and fumble around. Drop the cans on the floor. Do something to be stupid.
To be stupid.
And then...
our favorite.
Swear to God.
Stupidness.
I just counseled a woman who came to me and said, I can't find anybody in my town. I said, why don't you move out of your normal fishing ground?
Well, I tell that to everybody.
Here's where the men go,
right? We talk about
you.
That.
You're looking at Whole Foods and you're in town. Come to my town.
Where's Ventura, right?
Come down to Channel Islands, where the mansions
are. Oh,
here
we go.
Channel Islands. Where the ships are right outside of their back door.
Yeah, I love it over there.
And they sail away.
Okay, sail
That's
away.
That's where okay. you go hunting.
Or skiing. I'm going to try skiing this year because skiing
do
is skiing. More men, more men than anything.
I can't do my buckles. I can't do my
oh,
boots.
I can't do anything. So that's not a lie.
Perfect.
That's not a lie.
Okay,
we are
almost out of time. And okay. here's the thing. I've had
but
my
know
phone
what you're doing.
Blowing up.
Okay, go.
Everybody wants Tara to just give him a little peek at Pat.
All right.
Go.
Okay. You have another book coming out?
Yes, it's called It's a Man's World, a Woman's Universe.
All right.
Yeah,
and so you'll be
published Louise Hayes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
In November?
November?
No, it's next year.
Oh, next year. Okay, but you're going to get it over the top in November, right? Yes.
Yes, you're right.
No, you're going to try to organize it and finish it as much as possible.
It's got to be typed up, right?
Right.
It's being
because I feel that there's a window
now.
For you from like maybe October 15th to say right before Thanksgiving, but try to work on it.
Schedule it,
Kelly.
I will.
Yeah, because that's the greatest time
it.
I'm feeling for you, as far as the download of what the information will be in the book.
Yeah,
and then
I've been writing it all of my career.
Okay, good.
Well, it's like
and
the
January
book
you're going to turn it in, or February
somewhere in that time.
Yes,
yes.
January, February to Louise.
Autobiography.
Yes. What?
Anybody want to know what my autobiography is?
What's your autobiography?
Yeah. What is?
Whore in a Nun's Veil.
I love it.
That's a description of a Virgo.
Right. Whore in the Nun's Veil. Right.
I love that.
Yeah.
You
I totally
I mean?
Got
uh-huh.
that.
Now,
but,
what do you see on the horizon for Dr. Allen as far as
men?
Romance.
Well would what? You like romance? Because there could be romance if you...
Honey...
I could teach you tricks.
I am at this moment. My boyfriend died a couple of months ago. Oh, no. They die smiling.
Good.
Okay.
Yes.
I buried my husband in 2003. I had a wonderful relationship with a man who died.
Yes.
Okay. And I got it. Can I tell that really kind of funny story?
Yeah, we have a few minutes left.
Okay. Because there is another one coming.
And then I had a 5-year one. He died just a couple months ago.
But you have another one.
Powerful.
Honey.
I was proposed to some years ago, and I said, quote, I can't do it. I've got to finish my career. Mm-hmm. This next year, I'm kind of topping my career out. Yeah. And I can't do it, so I'm choosing to say no. Well,
yeah, but that's because February or March you're going to get in another relationship.
It's because your eyes. It's because her eyes. She has the
Monday
most beautiful
night.
Eyes in the world.
See,
beautiful
nice.
Eyes.
But
beautiful.
I'm dating 5 guys, including... I have no
You never
problem.
Have problem with men. That's like,
no,
you have the X
never.
Factor. You know, you totally have the X factor.
And
so I
want to
know this
too.
Question.
And
if
I
produce, Getting to I Do and make it a feature film, will it happen?
Oh, from you want to read
book,
you?
Allen's
oh,
book.
Oh, Pat Allen's book. Yes.
If I produce it and make a movie out of it, a scripted version with all my connections in Hollywood, will it become a feature major blockbuster movie? Because that's what I see, and that's what we decided today. See, there was a reason we came here today.
You're going to do lots of movies.
We're going to do that. We're going to make that a feature.
Lots of movies.
Okay, girls. Yes. Tara.
Yes.
Three words to say goodbye. What did we get to say?
Well, TaraSutphin.com and blessings and love, everyone.
Patty.
Okay. Don't forget to check out my singlegirlshandbook.com. It's an audio coaching program. It'll get you love and married in a year. And I just want to wish everybody happy Namaste Day because it's full moon in Pisces Virgo. So make sure you bless each other and give gratitude this weekend.
Awesome. Dr. Allen.
The only way you know you love yourself or anybody else are the commitments you're willing to make and keep. Period.
True that.
Good night, everyone. Thank you for tuning in with
Thanks
us.
Thanks for having us.
We love you, and I am so pleased and so happy that I had Patty and Tara and Dr. Allen. As always, we are out of here.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.